everybody. Well, today is our Friday Creation Lights Peeling Show. This is our paranormal night, so if you have anything a little strange going on, you can send us a little ditty on that, clsquestions@yahoo.com. And here we go. Let's clear the date. And today is the 30th of March 2018. Here we go. Clearing the date. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, that feels good to me. And bring up your monitor screen with the light beams on it, or light beam, and here we go, bringing peace center to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if you have a situation happening, going on, we'll clear that from you. So here we go. Think of it now, releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay, great. We'll put our co-host on tonight, and tonight it's Ann. Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. Welcome. It is, as Ron said, Friday, so that makes it paranormal night. I like to say that pretty much everything Ron talks about is a little paranormal. But if you have any questions about things that are happening in your life that confuse you or upset you or whatever, just send them in. And any other things you'd like to ask Ron about, any testimonials about the Creation Lightship healings, welcome. If you're a new listener, Ron has a wonderful website, creationlightship.com, and you'll really enjoy that. If you haven't been to it, check it out after the show. Also, the way to send us a message is to write an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. or click on the fast chat entry form on the BBS radio station page. Ron does 4 live radio shows on BBS radio every week, as well as runs 2 shows a week that are previously aired shows from a really informative set of shows he did several years ago that you can listen to on Thursdays and Sundays. All of that information is on Ron's BBS radio station page, which is linkable from his website. So, we're so happy to have you on the call, Ron, and thank you for doing those clearings that we all appreciate every time when you clear the date. And it seemed like that was a pretty clear one, so that's a good thing. We're in a season of some holidays. Today, Sunday, and I believe, let me see, someone sent in Passover, the exodus of the Jewish people from slavery to freedom. So people might want to clear those events that are happening this weekend. This is in the U.S. I know we have people listening from other countries, and the dates might be a little off, or the days of the week. But those things might need to be cleared on the natal barcode. And is there anything, any clearing you'd like to do, Ron, a sample on the show regarding any of those holidays?
Well, let's do, if you're new to the show, I'll do a sample of the death barcode. So you may have one barcode. This will not be a completed one, but it'll give you an idea what it feels like to have a death barcode taken off of you. So maybe this is probably about 10% effective, but you're still going to feel the energy. So here we go. Taking off one death barcode on you. I'll count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Yeah. Oh, somebody has one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, or maybe more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, there we go. We'll see if anybody out there wants to comment on how this felt for them. And let me do a clearing for a negative energy that's attached to you. And we have this clearing on the website. I don't think there's a unlimited version, but this is just a negative energy like attachment or negative energy cording. So here we go. Pick a body location, maybe an acre pain or something there, or maybe one from the past. So releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Okay. And I'll do a sample of the anger clearing. So think of the time that you became angry. Maybe it's been today, maybe yesterday or so. So think of an anger experience that you had, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Okay, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, Ron. I pulled up an email to read, but there we also have a testimonial about your whole life anger clearing. So I want to just read that one first. Dear Ron, I finally did the anger clearing release. What a difference in my life. I drag my feet a little doing that, and I now see that I was carrying around an extra body bag of anger, and finally that is all released from me. Thank you for this wonderful healing.
Oh, wonderful. Great.
So again, if you're new to Creation Lightship and to having source energy, the power of source energy back in your life, Ron's healings take away negativity, dark energy, and a whole life healing means that clears everything from this lifetime out of your the container, sort of, that holds anger energy or emotional energy or mental energy or whatever. So that's a very interesting term, body bag. So we've got some extra body bags around us. And we don't want them to go away, Ron explained fairly recently, because we want them there as containers for any excess energy in case we need them in the future, but we want them emptied out. Would you say that's correct, Ron?
Yep, clean them out, because you're stuffed full and it's leaking back into you. So you don't want to get yesterday's garbage, you know, coming toward you or for you, and you end up having a meal of it. I want to have that. So back to you.
Yes, and I know how that person feels, because I myself just didn't do the fear clearing for the longest time, and then, wow, when I did it, I was like, I really needed that. I think sometimes we think, oh, I'm not really afraid, or I'm not really angry, but then you do it and you find out, oh dear, I'm like released from something I wasn't so aware of. Okay, so on last Wednesday's show, you released a lot of old, or I guess all of the old Jesus energy, meaning the, well, none of it was good. Any energy trapped here on Earth was not supposed to be here, and many people on this planet have this huge misunderstanding. So we got an email about that, Ron, and I thought I'd read that now.
Sure.
They start with, so much has been transpiring recently with Ron, it's hard to take it all in. I do feel the death of the light of the darkness, Jesus, very strongly. It is Easter here. By the way, this person's in the UK. It is Easter here, but I don't feel anything as I did in the past. I used to really identify with the crucifixion and resurrection, etc. So, one, they say, can we understand that parts of Jesus' spirit had been stolen, abducted, and trapped in the darkness of duality by the aliens and by the desperate mass consciousness of so many humans grasping at the hem of his gown, so to speak. And in dissolving the light of the darkness, Jesus was, Ron, actually releasing his spirit fragments back into the light. Did you get that, Ron?
Yeah, that's pretty close. Yeah.
Okay.
That would be a pretty correct statement, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, listener. And then I'll keep going. Thus, Jesus was liberated from Ron actually releasing the spirit fragments back into the light.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
thus, Jesus was liberated from being Jesus the Master, liberated from his devotees. I myself feel liberated from my Christian past. Both I and my ancestors were heavily involved with both its orthodox and heretical forms like Gnosticism and the Cathars, perhaps. I now feel, through Ron's momentous cosmic clearing, I have been emptied out and released of many layers of identity. I feel very empty, but also quite lost in a way, as if I can't locate myself in the human world much at all. I used to love visiting churches and ancient sacred sites in Europe and Asia, but now I don't really want to go near them. It's so sad, really, all the many centuries of deception and misdirection of energies and the longing for salvation. I am left only with the longing for the new earth.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Yeah. So when you get something taken away from you, yeah, if, you know, that's like any of the clearings that we have, and once you get something released, if you were using that particular energetic body, we'll say, on the whole lifetime clearings, and that's where you're living, you are going to feel kind of hollow and strange, you know, with that. And also, you know, with the Jesus energy leaving, you know, that was awful. Yeah, getting that energy released here. I can't really talk too much about it because it's, I don't want to bring it back into reality here. So I'm trying to stay in the peace energy, which is where you need to be all the time anyway. But just know that, you know, you don't want to ever connect to something outside of yourself as something that's going to save you or something, you know. Because it doesn't always work that way, and you become trapped. And with that energy, it became trapped here, as people were hanging on to it, trying to get it to save them, which is just not good. So back to you.
Yes, thank you, Ron.
The main thing is, like when I say when something happens and you're quartered to something, like watching your TV programs and everybody's watching the same situation unfolding, which is probably a negative thing, like a hurricane or tornado or something like that, where you're watching it, you're connected to everybody else's stuff. And so that's the same thing with the Jesus energy. You think you're connecting to, you know, one in the favor, you know, that's what basically it is. Help me with this or give me that, you know, which is what you're doing. And then at that point, everybody else's stuff that is connected to that for 2,000 years is now coming upon you, falling upon your head, filling up your backpacks of negativity and energies from people wanting another favor. So that's what's so good about having the clearings is that you release from that. Another good one, I think you're talking previously, Anne, or one of the shows or something about the psychic billboard and the soul family clearing. Get those things off of you. So you're not trapped with all your soul family experiences sabotaging you. So back to you.
Yes. And, you know, Ron, if, you know, some soul family members, they're obvious, right? You kind of know they're probably your family you know, your friends, people you're close to, maybe even neighbors. But even if something like random kind of happens to you that involves another person, you don't even know them, but, you know, some kind of interaction, probably not a good one, isn't it likely that person's in your soul family also?
Yeah, they had a contract with one of your soul family members, and somehow you took it on because you could do that. You felt stronger,
right.
You know. Superman
right.
or Superwoman. Oh, yeah, I can deal with negativity. So, yeah. So
wouldn't it be very important for people to just constantly run that soul family disconnection, and including the psychic billboard disconnection on it? I mean, you just said that, because I feel that really blocks my soul family from being able to find me.
Yeah, that could be true. Yeah.
Feel me, I should say, not literally geographically find me, but, you know, connect to me.
Yeah, yeah, and a lot of these things are real negative energies to you. So it is, in a sense, or could even give you a death barcode, you know?
Yeah, and curses.
I don't know
where
you go. Why am I having this experience? Yeah, why am I having this experience? It looks like it's a, you know, after you go through it, you look back on it with hindsight, you go, man, you know, if I, you know, didn't stop to have my ice cream cone or something, I would have been involved in that massive 10-car pileup or something, you know? And so you got to look at that and go, man, that's a death barcode on me. So I always kind of notice what's around you and what's happening, because you could pick something up like that without even knowing about it. Remember, the dark side likes to sacrifice everybody. And they do that especially for their practitioners. They get older and the dark side wants to get rid of them. So regardless of what they have done for them in the past, these youths, then you could have a lot of darkness coming your way out of nowhere, not knowing where it's coming from. And it could be just from a soul family situation. And then if you get hooked up to some kind of religious organization, and you don't know what's happening, and you start having energetic hits, and maybe not sleeping at night, you know, having entities brought to you, you know, there's all kinds of things that can happen. That could be another situation where you're, somehow you agree to some kind of oath or something somewhere, somehow, in the process. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you don't always read the fine print, you know. I had to do that tonight on my TV. I think it's an LG, and it wanted me to confirm or agree to, you know, their whatever it is, you know, and had like a whole bunch of stuff. You know, you're not going to read all of it. And, you know, I finally had to hit agree or something, which took me a while to do. But, yeah, you know, you don't read any of that stuff. All you want to do is be able to watch TV. So you have to say yes. Otherwise, maybe the TV will not work for you. And that's the same way with, you know, when you start downloading stuff and they want you to agree to their terms, and, you know, you don't know what's in there. Always that stuff that's you know, buried, and you know, you don't know what you're agreeing to. So and it's interesting, when we go to the expos, since we have a picture of Saint Germain, that's the only one that seems to be active. We get people coming over probably from the IM church booths and things. And they kind of ask, why do you have Saint Germain here? Like they have a patent on it or something, you know? And, yeah, you probably remember that, Anne, at a couple of the LA expos, we have people come over. And they'd want to know, you know, why do you have Saint Germain here? Do you belong to the Saint Germain Church? You know, the IM Church? And, you know, we go, no, we're just selling a picture of Saint Germain.
Mm-hmm.
And, it is kind of interesting to kind of watch that. And what are those people doing? You know, they have their IM temple here in Mount Shasta, and the people wear different color clothing each day. And, you know, what are they getting hooked up into? And I do see some people in town walking around, and some look like zombies at times. But it is kind of interesting, you know, what they're doing and what they're agreeing to. I can say, oddly enough, I met a lady who somehow, I guess the original person who, I'll pick up what the name, what his name was, but I think he was channeling Saint Germain or something, and I guess he was a photographer or something, and all of a sudden Saint Germain's face materialized on one of his photos in his dark room. Okay, I guess he had those photographic plates, and so this lady happened to know this gentleman. And so she gave us actually a first generation copy, because she had a few of them, we'll say, that came off of that plate. And so, you know, it's kind of neat to have that. I don't think she's alive any longer, but we do have it somewhere, I believe. But yeah, the energy was kind of nice on it, but you kind of get, you know, you can go sideways with this stuff. And what are you agreeing to with all these decrees and affirmations that these people are doing? You know, some do it, you know, 6 hours a day. And, you know, they're probably like zombies as they're doing this here. So you don't know what's coming into you when you do this and what kind of contract is there. And then when you get let go of, if you want to quit, then how do you quit? You know, maybe there's some underlying, you know, small print in what you're doing, not knowing it, or energetic small print. So if that's happening to you, maybe I'll do a clearing. So here we go. We're going to release from you the underlying stuff, whatever that would be. And it could be of any church or organization, too. You know, as you swear your oath of allegiance to it. And, you know, all these sacred organizations have an oath, you know. So you don't know how you're hooked up, and it could even be from past lives, too. So let's release that, the one that you're thinking of now. Here we go. And I'll count to 100 because it's probably going to be a pretty heavy clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And if your body shakes or twitches, you know that you have something in you, an entity, that's probably doing this to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, hopefully you're feeling a little better there. Getting rid of this energy that is harming you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Ron, for that and all the healings you've done for us tonight. Most of Ron's healings are more like a clearing, taking away the densities that are blocking us from actually healing. So thank you. I have a question. If we could just for a moment go back to the soul family disconnection. Could we write cancel all soul family contracts after our name on the top of that? It's a healing that doesn't come with a box like the typical whole life healings. You know, but if you buy it unlimited, of course, you can keep using it. Do you think that would work, Ron, to, you know, write cancel contracts?
Yeah, I think it could help. It doesn't feel like, you know, it's going to do a whole lot because you need to be specific on what you're dealing with.
What if you did, you know, not a blanket one, but cancel all contracts with blank person?
Might that be? That could work, yes.
Ooh, I like that.
That's fine, you know, or or maybe you had a couple of close calls, you know, car accidents. You can go in there and say you want to cancel the contract for car accidents. Like I said, if you have three things happening within, you know, close proximity, maybe within a week, then it's on your doorstep. You know, you better take some notice there and figure out what's going on or change your routine.
Oh, great, Ron. Great idea. And what about a body part that might have, you know, a couple of problems or, you know, several even problems, like you keep, you know, I didn't want to say anything, but a certain part of your body keeps getting sick or injured. Might that be some kind of contract, too, with your soul family, like you want taken away?
Yeah, that could be it. And then you may want to also do that, the reoccurring event. That name is kind of...
I know the one you mean, and it's a long one. Recurring, problematic, I think.
Yeah, problematic event, reoccurring event, or systematic, anyway, you know. When I was making it, I was calling it the shit happens clearing, you know. But I didn't think that would be too spiritual, so I'll get something else, you know, with that. Anyway, it does happen, and that's the clearing to do to help it get off of you, you know.
Okay, but it might help also to write that in. Okay, problematic event release clearing. It's a whole lifetime clearing, and I just typed in the word problematic. Could probably just type in the word problem, and it would come up. And it has the seven generations, so if it's something... wait a minute. This is interesting, Ron. Okay, I haven't done this, so I am not as familiar. As I said, there's the problematic event release clearing. It's a whole life clearing. Then there are the seven generations. If you need that and you feel you do the whole life and it's still there, then you probably need to do the seven generation. Or maybe you know, I had this and because it's handed down in my family. But then there is recurring event problematic situation barcode removal for $50 each.
Yep, that's the one that can get you. Yep.
Okay,
What's the price on that one, Ann?
$50.
Okay.
And then let me just click on it for a second. Quantity. It doesn't have an option for unlimited. So... it does say quantity one for $50. Does that mean one barcode? They're not usually set up exactly like this.
Yeah, you could probably run it for maybe a week with your reoccurring event, I believe, and then that would probably release it pretty much from you. In the mind loop one is where you have, you know, things recycling in your mind all the time, and same phrases and things.
Mind loop one, right?
Yeah. The mind loop one. Yeah, I was in Long Island going to a back in New York, going into a hardware store, and I needed to get something, and I went down to this aisle. And a man was standing there, and I asked him, where this part, where this thing was, and he pointed to it, and it was fine, and I picked it up, and as I'm turning away, he goes, have a nice day, or something, drive safe, have a nice day, whatever it was, I can't remember, but anyway, he said this phrase, and so I walked down, and thought, well, I should buy another one of these, just in case, you know. I go back and get another one. He had the same exact speech pattern, just like he's a robot. You know, it was just, I went in front of, the end aisle, and he was standing there, we'll say, as a mannequin, and it picked up my body energy, like motion detection, and this thing would start to talk. And that's just the way it sounded, I thought, wow, that's quite something to hear the exact same phrase. And the same monotone voice and everything else. anyway, but yeah, that's would be that, you know, mind loop one. So if you have something that keeps recycling, keeps bugging you, keep worrying about something, then that would be the mind loop one clearing. The mind loop two clearing is completely different. That's when you're going down the birth canal and you go, man, crap, I'm here again. And then you come out and you hit this negativity here and the energy is completely, you know, in time. And in your mother, you're not in time. And all of a sudden you get slapped with the time energy. Probably get hit on the butt too, you know, to let you know that you're here and get prodded and poked and everything else. And, you know, it's just probably really traumatic for that first hour of the baby's life, you know, along with having your best friend, your placenta, destroyed. You know, that's why we did that placenta clearing. And anyway, a lot of stuff is you want to release from you. So the whole thing that we do is release things. That allows more spirit energy to come into you, as long as you have spirit energy around you to come in. So I guess back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Yeah, that's quite appropriate for our paranormal show. And here's something that came in during the week. Today, on Sunday, so they're referring to, of course, last week, earlier this week, while in the kitchen, I heard a very loud pop or bang noise that must have been in the 120 decibel range. Does this have to do with the special forces? I am enlisted. Also, when I know when I'm in battle because I can see lightning with my eyes closed and a lot of energy moving. It hailed today again, and bigger hail this time, and it smells metallic when I smell it. And now that I think about it, it was like a vortex was closed or alien ship or life form was terminated.
Yeah. Remember, they're in your dimension. They're interacting with you in the unseen. So I won't necessarily say like that's in the fourth dimension, because people start working with dimension numbers. They don't know what the heck they even are, but they start talking about, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, or whatever. But like they have been there and they can write a book about what it's like there, you know, and they just throw these numbers around. But remember, your senses, you know, can only see so much here. And if you could see more physically with your eyes, you would probably see the aliens and what's going on with the battles and stuff. So, yeah, as far as that noise, yeah, that was actually probably in your kitchen where the explosion actually happened. Because you're a time-traveling soldier, you're on full alert and you actually heard it. So, yeah, that's what I would say that it would be. It was in very close proximity, you know, like in your kitchen, and that could have been the initial strike to take the ship out. Remember, the time-traveling soldiers work out of time. And the aliens, the Utes, and wanted universal travelers, you know, are in time, because they need to be in time to come into your reality here to want to invade the planet. If you're out of time, then they don't know what that is. And so the new Earth is out of time, and it is physical, and it is energetic also. And so, you know, when you sense what it's like, it's quite nice when you're in the new Earth energy, because that's peace, and that's where you want to live, is peace. And just, you know, having situations going on continuously in your life, that is not peaceful. So you know you want to get off of those timelines, or you want to know who's putting you on the timelines or what's putting you on the timelines. So, you know, sometimes you could do the the curse is hex with spell clearing or the dark side practitioner. If you feel something going down around you, or, you know, you can't get out of your own way and you keep having situations, you could be on a clone planet, you know, on a cloned Earth. So you may want to look at that clearing too, or other ones similar. But yeah, that's what I initially had up for timeline crashing. I think it was that doesn't sound right to me. Do you have the clearing there? I know it's cloned. Cloned bodies on cloned Earth, I think, is what it was. So that one is a really important clearing, because you're living elsewhere on a cloned reality, and you don't want to be there. So back to you.
Yes, those are great clearings, Ron, and I always have them running, especially at night when I go to sleep. But I kind of have them running all the time because I want to be here now only. Okay. So let me just read. I'd like to read one we just got in. And okay. Sharing the mind to heart drop, an afternoon delight. Hi, I was at Whole Foods a couple of days ago, and the young clerk gave me some sauce to try with my tortellini. He mentioned he'd rather be working his own juice bar. His twist to the bar had to do with colors. One thing led to another, and I gave him a Creation Lightship card and briefly told him about the mind to heart drop. Today, I was at the Whole Foods, and I heard a voice behind me saying over and over, "I want to thank you." It was the young chef I had talked to the other day, wanting to thank me for teaching him the mind to heart drop and how he noticed it helped him with his sleep. He was delighted. Peace out. From a listener. Thank you very much.
That's great, yeah.
It's great and kind of surprising, because I know a lot of listeners have tried and tried and tried to inform people about Creation Lightship, and they feel like they're banging their head against the wall. And I think that's more common, unfortunately, than what happened with this listener. So that is great.
And it's even harder with the clones that are here, too. They're not going to get it.
Right. Okay. All right, here's an interesting question. Hi, Ron. I've done a lot of clearings. I do my whole life ones that I've accumulated, keep up on my death barcodes, etc. I do the natal barcode. I do set sequence timing once a month, as well as the magnetic and twisted body and many other clearings from time to time I do during the month. I have done natal barcode numbers that I see on the clock, done this many times. I am enlisted as well. I still feel that I am connected through numbers, etc. I see lots of ones and double and triple digits, like 222, etc. Now that many aliens are gone, should I still be concerned with this? My birth date is 21, a number you recently talked about. So that's a good, good question.
Well, if you're seeing those numbers, there's some type of program going on, you know, because you're seeing the numbers. Let's put it that way. You're controlled or programmed to see the numbers, so you just need to do something to get that energy, you know, away from you. So it could even be timelines that, you know, you're connected to, even though the program initially right now may not be turned on, but you're still on timelines where it is turned on. So like I said, the clearings on the website still do all the ones that you've been doing in the past, because there still could be something going on out there. So, you know, if you see the, 111 or whatever, 1111 or anything like that, numbers or letters that you see all the time. Then if you want to do, you know, clear that out. I'll do a clearing for the word tax. That's coming up. So here we go. And I don't know too much about that. I know there is no longer the IRS. That was abolished a little bit ago, maybe a few months ago, I think. So, but they're still having people do the paperwork and stuff. So I'm a little kind of confused on that. Anyway. So here we go. The word tax. So this will be a fear clearing. So it'll be a fear clearing for tax. So releasing the energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That doesn't feel too bad. We'll see if people, you say the word tax now for tax day and just see if your body freaks out or something. If it does, you want to do a peer clearing for that. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yes, thank you, Ron. And you know what I wanted to say, about a month ago, maybe a little more, you suggested that we all run the mental body clearing and the cellular mental clearing and command that any remaining alien control and mind control programs be removed from us. And I'm also reminded of at the expo, you notice someone in your audience, they're live, had robotic, things in their body, something that was for controlling the person, and they were no longer hooked up to anything, but they were still in their body. And so you removed them for that person. So I was wondering if this, numbers thing that someone who does clearings is still experiencing, that might help.
Yeah, you could even put it in the alien keyword intercept, even if it's a number, you know.
Yes, and put people have said, put the number and then write the word out, like 1, 2, then write out 12 in the letters.
Yes. Yep, that's correct.
Yeah, that's good. And also, I really like someone suggested running both parts at the same time. Oh, and the other thing I was thinking about when you were talking about religion and churches, in case someone's, new to getting released from that religious energy, you can type in a whole prayer into the natal barcode to clear it. Because I don't know about other religions, but I was Catholic, and they make you say the same 3 or 4 prayers like thousands of times in your life. And it felt really good to clear those and get them out. Out and off.
Yeah, we do have a clearing religious indoctrination.
Mm-hmm.
In case you don't know, then we have a God clearing. So we'll get 2 of those things out there. And like I mentioned, the negative object or negative negativity clearing, did that earlier. What else? We have that we don't talk about. We have a creativity clearing. And we have one, I think, for wanting desire or something like that. Have a hope clearing. That one's a nice one. That one, I think I gave away first of the year, I think, to people who were on that one special call.
Right.
On the first, what else do we have that we don't normally talk about? Let me think here. Can you recall anything, Ann?
Well, yeah, actually, we talked about it fairly recently, but I had forgotten that we even had this, the jealousy clearing. I believe you did a sample of it. That was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about a sample of maybe the hope or the jealousy again, and then some people listening might notice, oh, I really had a release from that, and then they'll know that it might be one they need to do. It's probably one they need to do.
So if not mistaken, these are both full lifetime clearings. So
yes.
I'll do jealousy first. Here we go, releasing jealousy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. So that should help you out. And the hope one, here we go. Normally you have to think of an issue, but I'm just doing the basic clearing here. 1, 2, 3, 4, this is for hope. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So it's going to release all that you have blocking you to have hope. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. There we go. I think we have, may I mention this, I don't know, the desire clearing or something. We have that. I'm trying to think what else we have that, I know we got alien abduction, alien blood barcode.
Well, three of them really that I think it's a really great time to rerun because of the loss of the aliens and being having more freedom to really amp up the education, the IQ, and the creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Because I reran those three, and it already felt like a new day, and then it felt like a powered up new day. Okay.
Yep, that's good.
Yeah. Let me think. Creativity, IQ, education. I mean, can you do a sample of any of those three, or is that kind of tricky?
Yeah, I'll do one for the education, but you got to think of something where you were miseducated. And not be too hard, you know.
Here
we
go.
Yeah. So think of something. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And that feels pretty good, okay? We got courting for people courting, I believe. Then we have the location space clearing. That's probably one of the more popular ones, location space, because people want to get their space cleared where they are. So no Scoobies catch you, you know. Let's see here.
Well, we have a question, Ron. Let me just open that email. They want to know about shapeshifters, how to clear that. I just have to find the email again, and that's on the alien attack page.
Yeah, the alien attack. That's $30 a month.
$30 a month, and there's wow. I'm sorry, I can't. I think that was the question. I just went on to a different one. Oh, here it is. Is there a whole life? That's the question. Is there a whole life shapeshifter clearing? Would you type that into the entity clearing request?
No, if you wanted to do that as a whole life, you'd do the special clearing.
Great idea.
Which is a whole lifetime clearing for something that we don't have listed.
Right. Right. Okay. Okay. A quick question. I was enlisted a long time ago. Do I need to request to be enlisted again, or am I still enlisted now?
I'd request it again.
Okay. All right. Okay, here's an interesting question, Ron, kind of on the subject of creativity, et cetera. New abilities. Is it possible to request for new abilities like clairvoyance, clairaudience, intuition, psychic and inner knowing, reading minds, giftings under the spirit fetus infusion? If not, what other clearings will help us get new abilities that we did not have before? Thank you.
Yeah, the fetus someone would be what you'd want to go into. Boy. Well, what you really want to do is be in the present moment, and all that comes to you. So we'll just keep doing the mind to heart drop, and before you do that, write it on a piece of paper what you want to have, but just do one thing at a time. And, see how that works out for you.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. Okay, we have another question pertaining to our conversations tonight. Corded to churches. What if you need food and the deal is that you have to attend church service to get food? Could you do the mind, the heart drop, shrink wrap, and be here now before you go into the church, then do the religious indoctrination clearing and entity clearing and keep those running while you're at church? Then do
yes.
The people supporting clearing after you get home and soul family? Would that just about do it in a situation where you are forced?
I would say that would do it, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And remember, you want to take the energy off of the food, because they're probably, praying over the food to make you pray for the aliens, and P-R-E-Y, remember? And so the food could be contaminated.
Oh. Wow, that did not occur to me, but I was thinking, wow, they're not even hiding how they hook you up in a situation like that.
Yeah, and it's also probably true if you're going into, maybe you have a place where you can get cheap meals for seniors or something, you know. I went into one of those places once only, just to see what they were serving. And, the price was good. It was like a couple bucks or something. But as soon as I went in there, I saw all these gray-haired old people with their canes and their walkers and stuff. And I go, oh, boy, that's not for me, you know. And so the people preparing the food are probably knowing that this food is going for people with problems, and they may think of somebody, walking in, hunched over or something with their walker. And so they're putting that energy right into the food. So all these, senior citizens wanted to save some money on a meal, they're going in there. And the people cooking the food is contaminating it because they think this is for old people that are going to be dying or something. So the food has a death wish on it. So if you go
lovely.
There... lovely, right. Yep. Another one bit the dust.
Yeah, there's a religion/cult place I've heard about that they invite people, I think like twice a week, come and have a meal with us. Like people go. It's not older or anything, just all ages, and they're just wanting to sign you up for their religion. But even if you say no, who knows what they're doing to you meantime.
Yep.
It doesn't even feel good to walk past the place, much less go in it.
Yeah, they probably have a hidden camera up there, Somebody's watching everybody who comes in and they can spot you. Oh, boy, that's a good convert. We better pray on that person here. And
yeah.
You're in line waiting to get your food, and somebody's already hooking you up to the darkness.
Right. Right. Okay, we have a couple of questions here. A person who purchased the Merkaba picture has a couple of questions. Will Ron charge the Merkaba after it has been made into a plastic-covered placemat?
Well, if you already have it and I charge it, it would be fine.
Right, so if you've already had it charged, it's okay if you then make it into a plastic placemat. It will retain its charging, or you
yes,
can get it mail or whatever, make it into a placemat, and then you would it doesn't matter, in other words. Then you could charge
it. Right, yeah, that's correct, uh-huh.
Okay. Another question. Body Jumpstart Deluxe Bundle. Can I choose what I want to do first, or should I clear from top to bottom?
Most people, well, you may first clear what you think you need to clear, and then run all the clearings on that, because it's going to help you.
Right. Run more than one even at a time. Yeah, I don't think the order matters too much.
No, like, it doesn't.
No, it wasn't purposeful, I don't believe, how you listed them on the bundle. Okay, and then they say, I wonder if I am still with the Time Traveling Soldiers. Lately, I have become very outspoken, and this is not always well received.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, unless you unenlisted yourself, you're still enlisted, right, Ron?
Yep, that's basically it. Yeah, you could unlist and just see if your personality changes for maybe a week or two. You know, you probably wouldn't want to be separated for more than a week, I don't think. You know, you're used to doing all this stuff, and when you stop, it's kind of like a letdown, you know? You could try that to say you want to de-enlist for a week and to see how your body energy is, how it changes. You want to see the change in your body energy.
Huh, interesting suggestion. Okay, here is, wow, this is, thank you so much, listener, for sending this in because it's so obvious, but I never thought of it. I sometimes use professional kosher salt, and I don't like it because it's been prayed over by a rabbi. I believe this person is a chef because he's written in before. So I never thought of that. Of course, anything kosher is prayed over by rabbis.
Yep, that's correct.
Well, thank you very much for pointing that out.
Yep.
Okay.
And they're hooking you up.
Ron, I wasn't sure. I'm not sure what this means.
You could do the object clearing. You could take it and do the object clearing on it. Take your salad and pay the dollar and clear it.
Oh, what a great idea. Great idea. Wow.
And after that, if you have a Merkaba, put the salt shaker or whatever you have where your salt's stored, you know, put that over your Merkaba to make it body compatible for you.
Excellent. There you go. There you go. Okay. We're getting very close to the end. I'm not sure. Have we made any changes to the emotional body clearing recently,
no.
Ron? Okay, I'm confused by this question. Please provide detailed guidance to running the new emotional body clearing. It looks complicated to me. They must be confusing it with a different clearing. It looks very complicated to me, and I don't know where to start. So thank you for your help. Okay, and this is a person who, you know, we know they write in often and they've done healings. So I'm sorry, whatever it is you're having difficulty with, but it must be a different healing, right?
Yeah.
Nothing. I don't believe anything has changed on the emotional healing.
No, it hasn't. Same clearing.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that they perhaps are maybe thinking of the death barcode or something that's kind of had some changes. And so please write in again, and we'll be happy to answer your questions. Okay. So we're very close to the end of the show, Ron. Can you, let's see if there's any other samples. Please write in. I know it's hard sometimes during the show. People like to just chill out, Ron, and listen to your voice and get the wonderful source energy that comes through whenever you're talking. But it'd be great, and also we'd love to hear from you, you know, so we can talk about it more tomorrow night on and about any of the samples Ron did tonight and how you felt or feel tomorrow. Sometimes it even takes a little while to notice any changes, since it's a taking away of darkness as opposed to giving you something. But maybe we could get another sample or two in, Ron, before we end the show.
Sure. Yeah. What I'll do is take away the energy. At the expos, a lot of times they have Saint Germain people, and then they also have Melchizedek order. So I'm going to release that energy from you in case you happen to be hooked up to it. And it may be another lifetime. Remember, it's in your genetics. You live in the life of your ancestors, and it's all with you. So here we go. I'm going to release the Melchizedek order. If you were hooked up to that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And now we're going to do Saint Germain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That one's pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think it's 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. I think the Saint Germain energy is connected, with the Masara stuff, and, you know, I don't know about the Denarians or people, you know, but that's kind of all tied up with getting money, you know, for humanity. So I'll release that if you're involved with that situation of hoping to have a windfall out of nowhere. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Is that 40, Ann? Kind of hard.
I think you did 50. You said 50, okay. So.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Everybody, let's do the mind of heart drop. And here we go. You want to command your spirit out loud, and here's what you say. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart, and we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards to put you into the peace energy. We've got to facilitate that by counting. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Like an elevator dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, wonderful. So thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And definitely thank you, listeners. We'll see you later. Bye, everyone. Blessings.